This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Silicon Valley time. My guest, the one and only Stephanie Humphrey, tech writer for Ebony.com. Stephanie, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready.
95% of all taxi trips
are taken by a single person?
This is an excellent guess. There are an average of 300 new taxi trips every minute here in New York City. This week, researchers announced that a real-time algorithm could lower that number up to 95% of all rides could be shared if you had a system set up to optimize trips. How do you feel about sharing a cab with somebody? What do you think?
A stranger. It's tough. It's tough.
All right. What do you got?
3 days.
3 days it took for Apple to officially respond to the release of compromising photos and or videos of celebrities.
You sounded really, really confident and authoritative with that. But my 3 days was the number of days you actually have to wait to enable two-step verification in iCloud.
I wonder how many people right now are like on day two of that waiting period.
And praying that they don't get hacked in the next 24 hours.
Okay. 360 degrees.
That sounds like some sort of camera.
It's actually the Moto 360, and also the new watch from LG. These are round smartwatches. They're breaking the mold.
I like it. I just saw a smartwatch that was specifically for women, quote unquote, that was like $1,000.
Oh,
man. It had snakeskin and Swarovski crystals and all that good stuff.
Were you into it?
No. I think I'll pass. I'm still not, I think, Dick Tracy qualified.
That's what I'm saying. I'm waiting for the Dick Tracy watch. All right, what do you got?
September 10th.
Oh, wait, does this have to do with the internet slowdown?
Yes, you are correct. There is another net neutrality protest coming up. Kickstarter and Foursquare and Etsy will be adding little circles of death, basically, on their homepage to show you what it might look like if other companies get faster lanes on the internet.
What do you think? Does that sound like an effective way to get people to call the FCC?
If you do actually go on these sites and you see that little spinning wheel and take the few minutes to read why it's there, I think some people will respond.
All right. Well, we should leave it there. Stephanie Humphrey is a tech writer for Ebony.com. Stephanie, thanks so much for playing along.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
Don't forget, there's a Silicon Tally just for listeners at MarketplaceTech.org.